In our region, we have a lot of resilient, self-sufficient people. We've been highlighting some of their stories in our ongoing Folkway stories, and now we'll hear another. There's a group of women reviving the art of tanning animal hides. It's a traditional practice around the world, as it is here in Appalachia. In recent years, though, certain tanning methods have fallen out of favor, including some that really require you to use your brains. It's called brain tanning. Hide by hide, women in the region are reclaiming this practice. Folkways reporter Clara Hazlett, a brain tanner herself, brings us this story about women tanning hides in Athens, Ohio.
In a cul-de-sac in southeast Ohio, a woman and her 12-year-old apprentice are reviving an age-old tradition with just three ingredients: a deer skin, some water, and a handful of animal brains.
It's slimy. I just gave up on wearing gloves. It'll be okay.
Talkin Quinn and her apprentice, Juniper Ballou, are tanning animal hides the old-fashioned way, using a method called brain tanning. It's a multi-step process of transforming a hairy, fleshy animal skin into buckskin, a buttery soft material stronger than fabric. It's called brain tanning because you actually soak the hide in animal brains. Since I started tanning last year, I've met other traditional tanners in the region, most of whom were men and mostly aged over 50. But I knew that I couldn't be the only lady tanning hides in Appalachia, and I was curious about other women who practice this tradition. I wanted to meet them, to find out what drew them to the practice and why they've stuck with it. That's how I found myself here, in Athens, with Talkin and Juniper.
Hey, Talkin. I'm going to take a snack break. Should I roll up my hide? Definitely. Thanks.
Through the Ohio Arts Council apprenticeship program, Talkin is training Juniper in the art of brain tanning. Tanning requires a strong back and a stronger stomach, patience, and some serious elbow grease. In a cul-de-sac in southeast Ohio, a woman and her 12-year-old apprentice are reviving an age-old tradition with just three ingredients: a deer skin, some water, and a handful of animal brains.
It's slimy. I just gave up on wearing gloves. It'll be okay.
Talkin Quinn and her apprentice, Juniper Ballou, are tanning animal hides the old-fashioned way, using a method called brain tanning. It's a multi-step process of transforming a hairy, fleshy animal skin into buckskin, a buttery soft material stronger than fabric. It's called brain tanning because you actually soak the hide in animal brains. Since I started tanning last year, I've met other traditional tanners in the region, most of whom were men and mostly aged over 50, but I knew that I couldn't be the only lady tanning hides in Appalachia, and I was curious about other women who practice this tradition. I wanted to meet them, to find out what drew them to the practice and why they've stuck with it. That's how I found myself here, in Athens, with Talkin and Juniper.
Hey, Talkin.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a snack break. Should I roll up my hide? Definitely. Thanks.
Through the Ohio Arts Council apprenticeship program, Talkin is training Juniper in the art of brain tanning. Tanning requires a strong back and a stronger stomach, patience, and some serious elbow grease. But Talkin and Juniper aren't intimidated, because for them, tanning isn't just a hobby. Talkin's home is in a quiet neighborhood on the outskirts of Athens. The air is damp, and a gentle mist drifts through the open garage door. Talkin wears a Carhartt jacket and old jeans. Juniper is wearing a sweatshirt and rain boots. She's tall for 12.
Yeah, find the neck, find the membrane side, and what I would like you to do is go down the spine
and put your weight into the cable. Like, have your thumbs up, put your weight into it so that you can use your weight more than, like, having to use a lot of your muscles.
Talcon is coaching her apprentice muscle, right? Through a step called cabling, a technique for softening the hide. Following Talkin's lead, Juniper leans back and pulls at the hide, abrading it against a wire cable. Back and forth, she yanks at the deerskin, one foot in front of the other. Both Talkin and Juniper are from Southeast Ohio, a cradle of forests, rivers, lakes, and the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. Growing up in the region, Talkin spent a lot of time outdoors, developing a deep appreciation for her natural environment. And in her early 20s, she began providing more of her own food.
Like, I did a lot of fishing, I did some trapping, and I used to pick up a lot of roadkill, which I still pick up roadkill on occasion, but I don't do it to the level I did before.
Talkin didn't grow up hunting or picking up roadkill. For several years, she was a dedicated vegetarian, and then vegan. But in spite of this shift in lifestyle, she continued to set high ethical standards for herself.
If I was going to hunt, I had to do it using a bow and arrow and, like, make my own fishing line.
Talkin decided that if she was going to source her own meat, she wanted to be respectful and use all of the animal. That's what led her to brain tanning.
I think because I've always been a craftsperson, like, it was, and I'm not easily squeamish. I just took to it really easily and fell in love with it in ways. I mean, there's times where I don't like it at all because it gets smelly.
Talkin sources her hides from local game processors, where hides are often just thrown away after the meat is processed. After skinning the deer, she starts tanning, transforming the throwaway hides into bags, clothing, and knife sheaths. She sells these unique pieces online to a diverse group of customers, men and women, hippies and hunters, guys who drive big trucks, and ladies who do yoga.
The thread seems to be people really wanting to connect with using all of the animal, with being respectful, who really have a deep appreciation for the earth.
Talkin also teaches brain tanning to learners of all ages and identities. And like her customers, her students come from distinct backgrounds. In her last class, she taught a middle-aged herbalist, a former coal miner, a 13-year-old boy, and a queer woman in her mid-20s. Her favorite class to teach is her buckskin bikini top class.
And it's been this really beautiful thing for me because it's, you know, people of all different body shapes coming together to make something very sacred and beautiful for their body and to encourage themselves to, like, honor themselves and feel sexy. And some women do wear it as a bikini top, and then other people it's this, like, secret thing that they have underneath their clothes. And it's super special and magical and very intimate.
By sharing brain tanning with customers and students, Talkin hopes to encourage a more respectful relationship between humans, animals, and the environment. She says she understands that animal rights advocates might see tanning as disrespectful or even inhumane, but she doesn't take any of her work lightly. She herself has grappled with the ethics of this practice.
It's heavy. It's heavy work, and there's a lot of respect and, like, gratitude and even, like, a sense of grief sometimes, you know, for, like, the loss of the animals or the loss of spirit. But I also really believe that everything continues on, and by continuing on, it lives on. That's the one thing that I really hope that when people look at my work, they see is that it's a lot of humbling respect that I put into it.
For Talkin, brain tanning is about connecting with the natural world. For her apprentice, Juniper, it's about connecting with her heritage. Juniper belongs to the Potawatomi tribe, a tribe centralized in the Great Lakes region. At a young age, Juniper was introduced to the tradition of tanning and buckskin.
My great aunt, when I was younger, she helped us make moccasins for ourselves. And so that, like, really struck me when I was younger. I was like, wow, you can make stuff out of this.
With Talkin's help, Juniper is making her own medicine pouch.
We have a lot of powwows which is basically dancers get dressed up in their regalia.
Juniper plans to incorporate her medicine pouch into the regalia that she'll wear at tribal powwows in Michigan.
A couple years ago, I started my regalia, but since we don't go up there a lot, I didn't get that far on it. So I jumped at the chance of making a medicine pouch for myself out of my hide that I've tanned.
And while brain tanning isn't the most mainstream pastime for a 12-year-old, Juniper isn't discouraged.
When you say brain tanning, it's literally talking about a brain. So, I mean, you say brain tanning, they're like, oh my god. And you're like, no, it's just like making buckskin. And they're like, buckskin? And like, it's just hard to explain. Most of the kids at school, they're pretty judgmental, so I don't usually tell them. But I mean, like, there wouldn't be harm doing it because it's not that weird.
Juniper says that brain tanning, no matter how obsolete it might appear, still has value in today's society.
There's so much out there that has, like, shriveled up and died because people don't think it's valued enough, or it's not, it's too gross, or it's, like, it's not something that you need to know.
Brain tanning might not be something that she needs to know, but it's something that she wants to know. For Juniper, this tradition is about connecting with her ancestors and their way of life.
The great thing with how Native Americans hunt, they take one and they're satisfied with it because they use all of it, and what they don't use goes back to the earth.
In Native cultures around the world, brain tanning was an ordinary practice, including here in Appalachia. In 18th century America, buckskin was currency. European settlers and Native Americans often traded food and supplies for buckskins, or bucks for short. According to regional legends, this is where the slang word buck, meaning dollar, comes from. Yet, as the fur trade became commercialized and Native Americans were forcibly removed from their lands, traditional tanning methods fell by the wayside, displaced by industrial chemical tanning. Today, the majority of global leather comes from China. And instead of using natural materials as tanning agents, most modern tanneries use chemicals. Here's Talkin.
The chemicals that they use are caustic. Like, when you breathe in the powders, it is harmful to the lungs. And then the humans who are working with these chemicals, they're in that in their skin. Like, they're in baths of tanning agent. And their skin's being affected by it. And then that's running out into the water. And then you can back up and it's like the animals aren't being treated well, and then their hides aren't really being respectful. So like overall, it's like a very disgusting global industry.
Traditional brain tanning wouldn't be possible to replicate on an industrial scale. To tan one hide takes around 16 hours of intense labor, extended over multiple days. But Juniper says that it's worth the time and effort to source and tan their hides in an ethical way.
We don't kill deer just for the hide. We're not like, oh, get away with the meat. We usually get it from the butcher, where they use all of the meat and we use the hide. So, I mean, it's not hurting the animal. It's making use of it.
Tanning has changed a lot over the years, but to Juniper, traditional tanning still holds important cultural value.
My uncle, when we FaceTimed the other day, he called it learning the language of his grandmother because she was taken by the settlers and taught English and, like, forced to cut all her hair off and stuff. So, like, he was learning what she had been forced to forget.
Although Juniper and Talkin both came to brain tanning for different reasons, they've bonded over their shared passion through the apprenticeship program.
So I've known Juniper since she was a baby.
Talkin is a family friend, and she's watched Juniper grow up to be a confident 12-year-old. And when Talkin found out about the apprenticeship program, she saw the opportunity to pass on this tradition of brain tanning to a youth in her community. Juniper was the perfect fit.
She was interested in it. I mean, she'd always talked to me about it when it was going on. She knew that I spent, like, November, I'm crazy busy, and I'm covered in deer hair and blood. And she wasn't intimidated by it.
I can be disgusted, but I am not easily disgusted.
Now about a year into the apprenticeship, Juniper has experienced the ups and downs of hide tanning.
I feel like for me, one of the hardest steps is cabling, because, like, I'm not patient. And cabling just hurts my hands too much because I have really long bony fingers, and so they bend.
Like, it's physically exhausting, you know? She flashed a huge doe. It was bigger than her. I think that she's feeling the hard work, but she's learning everything, and she's been keeping a really great attitude with it.
I just pushed through it, and it turned out really good.
Through working together, Talkin and Juniper have grown closer, strengthening their intergenerational bond. Talkin says that this kind of relationship isn't unique in their tight-knit community.
Athens area, to me, has seemed to live by the saying it takes a village to raise a child more than anywhere else that I've lived in the U.S. Growing up here, I had multiple people who acted as like aunties and uncles to me, taking me under their wing and teaching me various crafts, talking to me about my life, teaching me about plants.
Now a mentor and teacher, Talkin is reciprocating this gift of community to Juniper.
I feel like we've definitely bonded over this, like a teacher-student relationship, and then our already knowing and caring for each other relationship.
I really like teaching kids, and I think one of the reasons why I want to live around here is that I want to inspire kind of a new definition of Appalachia, particularly around here where it's just so poor. And I want the youth to grow up knowing that there are these skills that we're kind of lost, but they're not forgotten. We still have it, and we can make it something new that's viable for today.
After spending the day with Talkin and Juniper, I asked to see some of their finished work. Juniper eagerly showed off her buckskin and explained the plans to sew her medicine pouch. Talkin modeled some of her own buckskin clothing, a bikini top with braided straps and a matching knee-length skirt, stained with rich colors of brown and tan. And as Talkin described the story and process behind each piece, Juniper looked on with admiration, her eyes wide with wonder. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Clara Hazlett.